This incident was another in a series of shootings by police around the country of black males, but this time CMPD found itself at the center of media attention in a department led by an African-American, Chief Kerr Putney. WFAE's Mark Rumsey talked to the chief about the shooting and its aftermath.
Where were you and what were you doing when you first got word of that police shooting?
I remember being here at the office. And I was coming out of a meeting, and I was informed that we'd had an officer-involved shooting.
Can you describe or explain, you know, as police chief, at a moment like that, are your thoughts pretty scrambled, or are you so focused on the task at hand? How does that work?
Sure. Very focused. Those are some of the most dramatic and stressful, yet quite important times in our year. We know whenever something like that happens, it's game on. It's time to really be on top of everything and making sure we're not missing anything important. So we were very hyper-focused. We just did the regular process that we do talking to traditional media. And I think therein lies one of the big lessons that we took away from it. The narrative that went out via social media that caught us off guard. There was no time for us to respond to it, and we didn't have the capacity that we do now to respond. So we were then seeing some of the information that was being put out through Facebook Live, and we saw that there was a lot of unrest out at the scene. So we started trying to mitigate that situation and restore some peace.
And as that violence, the tensions and the violence escalated, were you alarmed about that?
Was I alarmed? No. We've seen issues like that in the past, not to that degree, obviously. We knew we weren't immune to it, but the level to which it went was not something that we expected or had seen before.
Chief Putney, in the days immediately following the Keith Scott shooting, a major question that you and city leaders faced was, when will the police dash cam and body cam video be released to the public? Initially, you said that under state law, the video could not be released while the investigation of the shooting was still underway. And yet 4 days after the shooting, key portions of that video were in fact released to the public. How did things change and how did that decision come about?
Actually, that's not at all what I said. It wasn't a state law. Our protocol is never to release during the active investigation. State law at the time allowed for the release, but we never did so prior to finishing our investigation. After the second day, we had the preliminary information ready, but the Scott family requested an objective outside investigation, and the SBI conducted that.
You don't recall saying at one of the early press briefings that under state law you were prohibited from releasing the video?
The law is pretty specific, especially around criminal evidence for an investigation, and I cannot release that. And your other part of your question was?
That was the question.
Okay.
I'm just wondering what the people...
State law, yes.
At the time, my misunderstanding was because they were doing their investigation, I couldn't release. Actually, I could have, but our policy at the time, and I still stand by it, is not to release when it can hamper an investigation. And although our investigation was complete preliminarily, theirs was not.
Looking back at that sequence and the public messaging that went out, including your statements, when you initially referred to the need to complete the investigation, do you think that was clear enough what stage the investigation needed to get to in terms of helping the public understand when they might look for those videos?
That's a very good question. Absolutely not. I think looking back, there was a lot more that could have been clearer. You can allow a decision to be made based on emotion and political positions, or you can do what is right by the integrity of the investigation. And that's where we're going to stand. That's where we stood at the time. And did we speak as clearly as we should have? No, no. Hindsight obviously shows light that we could have been a bit more precise in explaining that in greater detail. But that's why we're more cautious as we make statements and also more particular about how we even relay information. And not only that, how we deliver it.
And as part of the way that you convey information now, post the Keith Scott shooting, it seems, Chief Putney, that you have become firmer at times in your public persona. Is that accurate?
That's a good question. I don't know that I perceive it that way, but I have become a bit more direct because I don't want to be ambiguous. And I think the issue, looking back a year ago, was there was some ambiguity. I think what we also want to do is, while we have times where we're not dealing with a current crisis, we want to be better explainers, which is why we're doing a lot of seminars right now throughout the community, explaining what the process looks like, so that when something bad happens, and unfortunately in this line of work it does, people have a deeper understanding. But yeah, I have been a bit more direct. Also, I believe, am trying to communicate more authentically because I can tell you the facts of the story, but also want to give you context.
Mayor Roberts, in a newspaper editorial published several days, or just a few days, I think, after the videos were actually released, she wrote, quote, "The lack of transparency and communication about the timing of the investigation and release of video footage was not acceptable, and we must remedy that immediately." Now, the mayor didn't name you in that editorial, but did it feel like that was directed towards you?
To be quite frank with you, I wasn't. I guess I'm not as attuned to feeling as other people, so in no way did anybody hurt my feelings. But I think that question would be more better answered by asking your mayor that. From my perspective, what I do know is we're going to continue to do the work we can to educate people ahead of time. The lack of ambiguity moving forward is a goal that we're looking to achieve, and I think we're getting close.
And I wanted to ask you how Officer Brentley Vinson is doing today.
As well as can be expected. I can tell you this, what is missed a lot in these conversations is the impact of taking a life, although legal, on your belief system. There's an impact to you in how you go about doing business. You've been vilified in some ways, and ultimately what you were trying to do is what you took an oath to do. And he's hanging in there. He's young. He's resilient. But it was a tough time. It's a tough time not only for him and his family and the Scott family, but everybody else in the organization as well. I think we all grew a bit, and we all suffered together. But I think we're trying to come out of it a bit stronger because our community deserves that.
Chief, the Citizens Review Board, the Charlotte Review Board, was sharply divided on whether Officer Vinson acted within CMPD policy in the Scott shooting, a 4-4 split decision. Although that split ruling allowed your decision in support of Officer Vinson's actions to stand, what does the review board's vote say about this case?
I'm not as focused on the vote as I am for how we might improve. A lot of people want to pit me against the CRB, and good luck with that. There's not an adversarial relationship as far as I'm concerned. I think they can make us better, these recommendations. And I can tell you this, here's some things that we've been doing anyway, just us doing our own self-analysis. We've realized that body-worn cameras just on officers didn't get enough. So we just want it beyond patrol officers. We put it on off-duty officers. Now our tactical officers have to don body-worn cameras. What's missing a gap is dash cams. So we're talking with the city manager, who's talking to council about how we move forward in the next fiscal year. We're going to community forums telling citizens and community members that if you have an iPhone, a smartphone, record those encounters. We need them. It makes us better. So we're taking steps already to improve. And the other big thing is I'm listening to every member of the community who wants to come out and have the conversation with us. Because it makes us better. Even though we can be right on a legal standard, we want to know what it takes to police this community right and better.
And as this anniversary approaches, the first anniversary of the shooting, is that an important point in time for the community to mark, in your opinion?
Well, what I'll say is this. I think we will have a lot of challenging times in this community. We have and will continue to, and it's how we react to them. So our officers still, even though they know the legal standard, are trying to achieve a higher moral and ethical standard by trying to do the work to connect with people, because it's hard to hate up close. And they're doing it now better than ways I ever imagined, trying to connect with even those who might not want to have a conversation with a cop because of their experiences in the past. They're still working to overcome that so we can make Charlotte a better place. The last thing we want to see is another tragic outcome in this community. But what we do want to do is continue to encourage our community to do the work that's going to help prevent some of those negative outcomes.
And what is the work?
The work is engaging with the community, getting to know us as cops better, focusing on those principles of community policing, also giving youth outlets. We're doing a lot of work to break that cycle that leads kids into criminal behavior. We've been very hyper-focused on specific individuals and specific incidences. What we want to do now is take a more holistic approach with some of our partners. So what we want the community to do is join us in that work. You can try to put a Band-Aid on a situation, but what we've seen around racial issues in this area in particular is that's not good enough. You got to get to the root cause, and that's what we're working on now.
That's CMPD Chief Kerr Putney talking with WFAE's Mark Rumsey.